blessing. Jesus Christ will go along this way and help us to be a blessing to you, Lord. God, we just thank you and praise you this morning, Lord. Praise you, good Lord. Praise you, good Lord. Lord, we thank you this morning, God. God, we thank you for every opportunity we've had to testify and witness for you, Lord. God, we thank you for every service we've been in. Thank you for every song, Lord. But God, help us to be obedient this morning and sing the songs of Zion, testify and praise your name this morning, God. God, and show our appreciation, Lord. God bless all the requests that's been given in. Some raised their hand, God. Some had special requests. Lord, those that's been in automobile accidents, God bless them and help them. These families this morning, Lord, is grieving. They lost their loved ones, God. God bless them and help them this morning, Lord. God, you know the need this morning, Lord. Thank you for praying this morning, Lord. In the wonderful name of Jesus, God. Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise the good Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the good Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
I'm Thank you. think I'm feeling a little rich. When you think about me, and you think about Jesus, how he hung there, how men despise him, and they're still despising his flesh.
Thank you.
let's sing that song. I'm a poor rich man. Is that the thing?
Praise God.
Songs of the Valley of the Saints. Yeah.
Thank you. That's right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This morning, and you at the right place this morning. If you need something from the Lord, I tell you, he's got it this morning. I tell you, he's all I need this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, there's a lot of things in this world I could do without this morning. A lot of things. But I can't do without Jesus this morning. I don't believe I can make it without Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You can't go too far on empty if you get out there on 74. You get out there and run out of gas, you don't fill up. We at the filling station this morning. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, I'll say you got to a little faith God this morning. Praise the Lord. He can fill your heart all the way to the top this morning. All the way to the top. Praise the Lord. Amen. God didn't say we could stop halfway and then go again. Praise the Lord. He wants us to stay in his arms. Stay under the wings of the Almighty. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a continuous care this morning that God's got to his people. A continuous care. Amen. He don't stop loving you no worse. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He don't stop loving us no worse. We got our downfalls, our shortcomings. Praise the Lord. I've had them. You ain't going to make it to heaven without repenting, and I ain't neither. Praise the Lord. He made a way for us to get there. We got to go God's way. Praise the Lord. The worst thing you can do is start following man and looking at man. Amen. That man will let you down. Praise the Lord. The flesh will let you down if you're still in the flesh. Praise the Lord. You'll repent when you get there, or you won't make it. Praise the Lord. I think it was the third church there in the first part of Revelation. He said, watch, strengthen the things that remain, and repent. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please forgive you. Amen. We might have to sing that one after a while. Praise the Lord. I tell you this morning, it's a good time to ask for forgiveness. Resurrection morning. Praise the Lord. I tell you, if I hurt anybody, you ever heard that? I'm going to say, well, I know I probably hurt you in the past. If I hadn't, it might be in the future. Forgive me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Forgive me. He said, if you don't forgive them, he won't forgive you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We got to have a forgiving spirit. Amen. If you got the love of the Lord in your heart, you'll have a forgiving spirit. Praise the Lord. He'll put it there. Amen. The Lord comes with a forgiving spirit, and you wouldn't never get saved to start with. Praise the Lord. Amen. It ain't a thing but to call on the Lord this morning and follow him, let him do the work. And you can't do it. I can't do it. But I know he can. Praise the Lord. Y'all got a song?
134.
I'm going to take up the tithes and offerings while I get this song started. If you got something you want to give, then the Lord bless you. Page 134.
All that
thank you.
all gonna be new. Amen. Praise the Lord, it's all gonna be new. He's gonna make the earth over new again. Praise the Lord, it's gonna be 1,000 years of peace. It sure ain't much peace on the earth nowadays, but he's gonna make 1,000 years of peace. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all get us up another song. Somebody got one they want to sing, jump on it. Praise the Lord. Go ahead and sing.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right.
All
right.
We're
going to
try to talk to the word. Now, praise the Lord. We can saw Jesus in the Lord. If he had to send two angels to come and move him. Praise the Lord. They were two come walking across the desert when they went to meet Abraham. Praise the Lord. It was two went to Lot down there in Sodom and Gomorrah. Praise the Lord. God will send two of them if he has to. Praise the Lord. He more than likely won't have to send with one, but he'll send two. He'll get the job done, whatever it takes. The Lord will get the job done. Amen. All thing you got to do is be a willing vessel. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Don't you feel like you need to be willing this morning? Amen, I do. I feel like I need to be willing to serve him this morning. Amen. Y'all got another song or something?
Got one y'all just got right on here. Y'all can get loosened up here.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Man, some seems like some kind of little vine or kitten.
Yeah.
We got one right now, boys, one. We got people sitting right now.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we're right here.
This
one right here
can
see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
You want to be saved. God wants us saved, but he wants us happy.
Praise the Lord. Let God have his way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah. Praise God. I tell you, Moses, he turned, went out of his way to go see what that was. That was burning. Amen. Need to get stirred up so people would come see what God's got burning in the church. Huh? Praise the Lord. Let God use you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think you got to the point where you want to see somebody else do it. Where you want to see somebody else say it. Where you want to hear somebody else sing it. Where you want to hear somebody else's testimony. Where somebody else is going to do it. Let them do it. That attitude, let somebody else do it. God ain't got nothing for you to do in the house of God.
Yeah.
He said to praise him when you come through the door. He said to thank him and praise him when you come through the gates. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let your light shine, praise the Lord. Amen. It can shine outside the church, but I know it ought to shine inside. Praise the Lord. Amen. God gets a little brighter, I believe, in the house of God. Praise the Lord. I don't really, you know, I like old testimonies. I really like what they used to get in, you know. They used to roll in the floor, you know. They used to would get up and testify for 30 minutes, you know. Used to would get up and start singing right there at the pew, you know, and testifying. And just get in. I really like the thoughts of that. And I really like to hear good testimonies. Don't get me wrong. They testify for 45 minutes. It won't bother me. If it's done right, you know, and follow the Lord. You'll like it too. But I tell you what, it ain't a used to relationship I got with the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. It's a right now relationship. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm serving the Lord right now, ain't you?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a right now relationship. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad it's a right now relationship. I need something right now this morning. Praise God. Do you need anything from the Lord this morning? Praise the Lord. Am I the only one that would like to hear from heaven this morning? No, I know I ain't. Let's obey God while we're here. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can heat the potato salad up at 4 o'clock just like you can at 1. Praise the Lord. You can heat up the leftovers this afternoon just like you can as earlier you can later. Praise the Lord. We ain't on no set time schedule this morning. Praise the Lord. We ain't on no set time. I don't think. I ain't got no time left this morning. Let's obey the Lord. Tell the husband we can heat it up at 3 o'clock just like we can 1. Praise the Lord. Maybe he won't get too upset with you. Praise the Lord. I'd like to see the Lord do something for somebody this morning. Amen. I feel like I'm stirred up this morning. It's good to see Sister Marcel come in, and Donna Kay, and the grandchildren, and her daughter Tiffany, and Donna Kay's husband Tommy. It's good to see y'all come in the house of the Lord.
Yes, praise God.
Good to be here. I love to see you anytime. But we got to set aside a time for the Lord. We got to set aside time for God. Amen. We got to set aside time to worship the Lord and say praise God.
Amen.
Give him his due. Amen. Ain't he done something for you? Praise the Lord. We ought to do a little something for him. Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Set that time aside and be in the house of God. Do something for God. If it's just enter in through his gates and say, thank you, Lord. Enter in through the church and say, praise the Lord. Amen. Do what God wants you to do. Praise the Lord. I feel like obeying the Lord inside and out of the church. Amen. I know we'll obey him inside the church. Praise the Lord. That's the way you do it. Be obedient to Him. That's better than sacrifice. I know a lot of times you sacrifice a little money, a little time, do something for God. But be obedient to Him. Praise the Lord. All right. I think they're ready to sing it now.
Thank you.
wonderful, glorious Savior this morning. Praise the Lord. I tell you, folks, it don't get no better than serving God. Praise the Lord. It don't get no better. This life without God is just a pure misery. Amen. You can go through troubles in this life, I know, without God. But I can tell you one thing, you can sure go through them with God. Amen. Have that same smile on your face when you went into the trouble, the same one you come out with. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God did this morning. Nothing but did. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all just obey the Lord this morning a little while. Praise the Lord. Sister Peggy, she's going to sing this morning. God bless her soul. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I can honestly say I love my mother-in-law. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I never said I had outlaws for mother-in-laws. And some people call them outlaws. But I can tell you one thing, I've had some good in-laws. Praise the Lord. If he was called to do anything, it was the same. Praise the Lord. You miss them when they're gone. But I can sure tell you how to see them again. Praise the Lord. Everything done right with the Lord. Amen. You can be right where he's at this morning. Praise the Lord. Sitting right next to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. sickle cell, can't hardly walk down. But I hope one day I'll be just strengthened enough.
Lord, yes.
Making the seats and all that.
Yes.
Wheelchair on the
way.
We gonna work with her and try to get her going again. It might take a little while, but
Lord,
she can do it. She tries hard enough and keep really, really trying. Good lady. And I pray to you. I love all of you and I pray to the Lord for you.
Yes. Nothing wrong with having a humble heart, that's for sure. That Marcella, she hear the pop dog the other day, she said, you didn't have to do that. You know, that little woman's
spirit.
I said, well, tomorrow we cook that dinner, I said, we're going to carry your plate, we're going to bring your plate to you, you know, to pick it up. She said, well, you ain't got to do that. You know, but what am I trying to look out and see for ourselves to take care of us?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We don't want to get slack concerning our promises. Praise the Lord. That's the way some men think of Jesus. They think he's slack concerning his promises. That all things is going to continue on just like he's been doing. That's going to change one of these days.
Thank you.
I believe we're
was Isaiah said, let the redeemed of the Lord
say so.
Say so.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. He don't make for you. He don't make for you to bottle this stuff up and keep it. He made for you to let it out. Praise the Lord. Yeah. There's times you're going to shout. There's times you're going to sing. He said, make songs and hymns and melodies in your heart. Praise the Lord. And sometimes I get out to ride around that lawnmower, and I know the neighbors can hear better.
Darryl,
I'll be praising God and singing too.
I'm not trying to buddy and cut y'all, but I want to just show you the same.
That'd be fine. We can obey the Lord at 3 or 4 o'clock. We ain't got nothing else to sing today, do we? Today's Sunday, and anybody going to work today, I don't believe. Too late anyhow, praise the Lord. If you do work on Sunday, it's too late to go now. Might as well go ahead and just enjoy the service, praise the Lord. Amen. That's what we're here for, to thank God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want nobody to burn the biscuits, but you can burn the biscuits at 4 o'clock just like you can at 1. Praise the Lord. If you let me cook them, that's probably what's going to happen. Praise the Lord. What y'all gonna sing? Sister Karen, what y'all gonna sing?
Funeral
Plan. Yeah, there you go. Hold it up like that when you're singing. Praise the Lord. That's Karen. She's been a blessing in the times past. I've been praying, asking God to strengthen you inside and out, Karen. I'd like to see God really do something. Get hope to you. Praise the Lord, we can run this race a little longer, praise the Lord. I thank God for bringing you this far. Amen. Thank God for help. If it comes from the doctor, the medication, or the nurse, thank God for help. Amen. I thought I'd have been gone a long time ago, but the Lord still got me here today. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can ask my wife. Everybody knows that's my wife sitting over there. I told her I didn't think I'd make it to 45. And I told her more than one time. And Lord willing, in a few months I'll be 60. Thank God. Praise the Lord. God can extend your days here on this world if you'll just obey God. He'll give you time to do something for him. Praise the Lord. I don't go against the deathbed repentance. Don't get me wrong. If that's what it takes to get hold of God, a deathbed repentance is better than none at all. But if you can serve God for 50 years, run the race all the way to the end. Praise the Lord. The Bible said to finish the course. Amen. Praise the Lord. I guess y'all can tell we ain't got no program around here. Praise the Lord. We try to obey the Lord. Let's all us do the same thing. Praise the Lord. All right, Sister Cameron, go ahead and lead them on.
Between the faces of hell, I know I'm there. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. It ain't 12 o'clock yet. Praise the Lord.
Let's praise the Lord.
Sing that song. I won't take much of your time. Special love. Special love. Praise the Lord. I feel like I got part of that special love this morning. Praise the Lord. It's down inside. Praise the Lord. It'll come out if you got it in there. Amen.
You can't
keep it to yourself. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I say thank God and praise the Lord before I know it. Some of them guys will be sitting around somewhere, you know, talking and cussing. I say, well, thank God. Praise the Lord. You can't cuss with them. You might as well praise the Lord with them. Amen. Give God a little recognition right there in front of themselves. Well, that's the way to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for little Maylee. She's a little blessed. She's going to come up here. She's going to come up here and kneel down at the altar. Did y'all see that? Perfection will come out of the mouth of faith. Suffering. That's what the Bible says. Perfection praises. Now listen to the words of this song. This is one of the most brilliant songs. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Praise God.
Put it all back together again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I tell you, it ain't good to be in the house of the Lord in the morning. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it don't get no better than being in the house of God in the morning. Praise the Lord. I know you can't spend 7 days a week or 24 hours a day in the house of God, but it's a blessing when you do get there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tiffany, you want to say something for the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was kind
of
being alone.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
Come on, Tiffany. I've messed up so much, it seems like in my life.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. It's hard to even think that I'm possible to be forgiven, but I know I am.
Yeah.
I know you have to forgive me.
Yeah.
I need to be an example for my kids.
Yeah.
For my
life. Yeah. Bless you. And
I
know
he's going to be there. I know he's going to be there. I trust he's going to be there. That's right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. She gets up every morning. Sundays, most of the time, I have to work. She gets up every Sunday morning on her own. She catches the church band. She goes to church.
Right.
She
Lord.
Catches the church band on Sunday night. Lord. She catches it on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Dedicated. Just
dedicated. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
And she's been that shining example.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did something to Mom last week, and it just kind of touched Mom, but she was telling me about it. It just,
yeah,
to see that compassion in that moment, my child, my 9-year-old child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see what life is capable of. See what God is able to give, what He's able to do to a 9-year-old.
That's
set
right.
An example for a 30-year-old woman.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, 35.
Praise the Lord.
Well, she's been a blessing. She came to the house and we had a little dinner for Cotton. All the kids come. And Elizabeth and Caitlin come to stay on weekends, like every other weekend sometimes. And so blessing. She came to me while everybody was there, and she said, "Mama, I just don't feel it." And I said, "Why?" She said, "I just don't." So the next morning, we took them back. Come back. I went into the bedroom where she'd been, and there was a little card there. Had a smiling face on it and said, "God loves us."
Yeah.
And that's all I needed.
Yeah.
Because it touched my heart.
Yeah.
It touched
yeah.
my soul.
Yeah.
And God said, "A child shall lead thee."
That's right.
And she has been just my inspiration.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
She has just touched my life.
Yeah.
She's a different child from what she was.
Yeah.
He's a good girl. And I pray to God to just keep leading her.
Yeah.
Keep letting her touch lives.
Yeah.
People will give her back.
Yeah.
Because she is going to speak what she feels in her heart.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You what's her name?
Elizabeth. Grace. She drove right up. She said, "Mama, the church has my name."
Yeah. Would you like to say something, Elizabeth? You're amongst fellow Christians here, baby. You don't have to be ashamed of that.
We all can ever be ashamed.
We're overcome by the word of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, it's good to hear that testimony that y'all were giving in. My daughter's sitting right here, y'all, somebody may not know her. Sister Amy, she's been saved since she was 10 years old. And she's been preaching since she was 15. And good old women, she'll be preaching for us in just a few minutes. Good old women. And I tell you something, brother. God's got a special place in his heart for every one of us. And until you get everything fixed just right between you and God, that special place ain't quite connected just right. You see what I'm saying? It fits perfect when you say, "Lord, I serve you." Instead of it going like this, it'll do like that. It'll come together. What you have to do is let the Lord have every part of your life, not just a little bit of it, not just a piece of it. That song, 99.5 won't do. It's got to be 100%. Obey the Lord. Let the Lord have full control of your life. Do away with everything that ain't righteous.
I want to pray.
Go ahead.
Follow me. And it really
smiled. All right.
And I had somebody to stick together because I got up here.
All right.
Well, I can be with my sister.
Yeah.
It's kind of led me along. And I'm an old woman. I love the church.
Thank
the Lord. So, it's good for you.
Yes.
And my daughter.
Yes.
And my lady.
Yeah.
And her brother, that's a little son. And I'm moving back to Jesus.
Thank you for going on. Yeah. Thank the Lord. Let's give Martha. Don't you know his word that she's heard this morning blessed her heart this morning? They blessed my heart. I know they blessed yours. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. He's worthy of our praise this morning. He is. Praise the Lord. God can bring your family together with so much love and be bubbling up everywhere you go. Somebody will be wondering just how y'all get that special love between you. Somebody will look and see that special love between you and the daughter. Amen. Now, you ain't got to wait till they're 19 or 20 to try to show them how much you love them. You ain't got to do it when they're one or two. You can do it all the way through life. Yeah. Amen. When she gets 35, that same special love will be there. Praise the Lord. It'll grow. Amen. Amen. Love grows in God. When it's done through God, it grows. Amen. It'll multiply. Praise the Lord. All right, y'all want to hear something else that's pretty special this morning? I know Sister Amy's got a message for us. Praise the Lord. I can just about feel it. We're ready to go. Praise the Lord. Now, she'll be 23 in October. She's been preaching since she was 15. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's been good to me. I ain't had no business to do nothing but serve. I'm going to brag on her a little bit if you don't mind. She had five classes before Christmas. Five exams. Made 5 A's. In the fourth year of college. And I got something to thank him for. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Here you go.
Appreciate the Lord this morning. I was doing a whole lot of praying within 5 A's. A whole lot of praying. Got ready to do some fasting. So it's kind of like to work on me. But I appreciate the Lord this morning. I'm so glad to see everybody. Y'all people who have been around here, probably church, y'all pray for me and hit me out this morning. But now I feel like the Lord is giving me some. I feel like I got some good news for you.
All right.
So on that note, you know, you're happy to hear good news. And if somebody's bringing it, you're really like him. So y'all really like me this morning. Back me up. If you have any Bibles, turn with me first to Matthew chapter 27. That's Matthew, chapter 27, and starting with verse 62. It's Matthew, chapter 27, and verse 22. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, so that the last error shall be worse than the first. I'm going to read verse 64 again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead, so that the last error shall be worse than the first. If you will, in that scripture, make sure you look, it says, command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure. Now, if you will, turn with me to Luke. Chapter 23. We'll start with verse 50. That's Luke. Chapter 23 and verse 50. And it says, And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was an Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was also himself waiting for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared the spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. We'll go into verse 24, chapter 24. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of Jesus. We'll read verse 2 once more. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Last place of scripture, John. The book of John, chapter 11, starting with verse 38. That's John, chapter 11, and verse 38. And it reads, Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hast heard me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he said, And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. I'm going to read verse 43 and 44 again. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Let him, loose him, and let him go. You may be seated. Now, I was riding down the road when the Lord gave me this message. And it was a few days ago. And I believe one day that I'm going to be riding down the road and it's going to get so good, I'm going to start shouting. And I believe that the Lord's going to drive for me. You know how people say they started shouting in the car and had to pull to the side of the road? I think the Lord can operate the car. And I believe that one day that he's going to do that. Because that's been some close calls. Since I mean, when I really wanted to let go of that steering wheel and just go at it. But I didn't. But one day I'm having enough faith this morning. See, I'm going to do something. And I'm going to be able to see me going down the road and the Lord's going to be driving the car. But he gave me this message and I was thinking about that in the first place of scripture. They read it come to Pilate and they said, Make sure of the tomb.
Right.
Make sure. Yeah. Said, We know we've heard that they're saying that he might escape. The disciples might come get his body and pretend like he's risen from the grave. They didn't believe Jesus was really going to rise from the grave. They said in 3 days we feel like his disciples might try to come and get him to say he's risen. They didn't believe he actually could rise. So if they come to Pilate, they're the ones told Pilate, said, You got to crucify. Pilate didn't want to, but they told him, You got to. The people's against you, the priest is against you, this one's against you, and that one's against you. You have got to crucify. We want him dead. We want him dead. So Pilate said, Okay, he gave him the peer pressure. That's like a lot of we give him the peer pressure. He gave him the peer pressure. And then they come to him and they said, Now put people outside of his grave to watch him to make sure nobody comes and steals him away.
Right.
So now they're watching a dead man. They're watching the dead. And he said, Make sure of the tomb. He said, Make sure. There's no cracks, there's no leaks, there's no way he can get out. If he does rise, there's no way nobody can get in again. Make sure of that tomb. And when I was riding down the road to Selena, I'm going to be losing a minute. When I was riding down the road, the Lord was telling me, Sometimes the devil has got us in a tomb. Sister Dan, do you ever feel like you're in a tomb? Somebody does, because I wouldn't have met you if we didn't. If I'm preaching where I'm at, then I want to hear something. And sometimes, Sister Lisa, it's like the devil has got us in the tomb. And he's making sure, Sister God, that there's no way that we can get out. We walk around, you know, he said it's a cave. He said, You know what a cave is? Dark and wet and lonely. Some caves you can't even see your hand in front of your face. A cave is a dark place, and it's a bad place to be. And Sister Dana, sometimes we in a cave, and we're sitting there, Lord, how are you going to get out? I looked over here, and the devil's got me secured over here. I can't get out that way. And I look over here, and the devil's got me secured over here. And I can't get out that way. And I look back here, and there's no way out. And I look up here, and there's no way out. There's just no way to be. I look and I hunt and I see, but I can't find. There's just no way to get out.
Come that was trying to work, but God is too.
Yeah.
I don't use notes, but if he's going to make me lose my memory, I'm going to come back to my Bible.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to my scripture.
Yeah.
Just to lay
some.
And then they said, they come down to grave. Joseph prepared it. He said, I begged for his body.
Yeah.
To put in that grave. And they come, and he said, going back to Lazarus, he told Lazarus, she said, he's been in there for 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no hope left for him. If you're in a tomb and you've been there for 4 days, it seems like you just have no hope. Sometimes it's terrible when you're dealing with something for so long, it feels like you just have no more hope. Lord, she said, Lord, it's been 4 days. Now it seems. We came up with that truth because by now he sees there's no way to save him now, Lord. He's been in the ground way too long. He's been in the dark way too long. He's been in the water way too long. He's been in the mountain way too long. Lord, in valley of dry bones, they had been in the valley so long, the flesh had melted off of them, self was eating their flesh is gone, and their bones, your bones had so much water in them, their bones were dry. They've been in that valley a long time. But when the Lord asked Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, can the bones live? He said, yeah, I believe that can, Lord. He went out there dry. So to me, you might be way out the third day, way on the fourth day, but the bones can live. Yeah. On the fourth day, he called Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come out. You know what you're waiting on?
Yeah.
You ain't got to do nothing else. You got all you need to do. You ain't got to do, I'm talking to you. You ain't done, you ain't got to do nothing else.
Right.
You know what you waiting on?
Right.
Him to call you.
Right.
Oh, you just waiting on him to call you. And he told me, he said, Lord, she's been in there 4 days. We can't go in and get her because she's been in there 4 days. She said, but you ain't seen that I am the resurrection and the life. I'm a healer. I'm a victim.
Yeah.
Come on. Not here again. Come on. Tell me I'm going to give you good news. Act like you're hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you need some good news?
Yeah.
Didn't you need some good news?
Yeah.
Didn't you need some good news?
Yeah.
All right, then, Sister Dana. Been in a tomb for 4 days.
Right.
But on that fourth day, he's been calling you. You're laying it out. Joseph laid it out. He was laid out on that tomb in a casket. And it was dark. And it was lonely. And it was wet. And he said, I'm in here all by myself. But only on 4 days, Sister Dina, he came out. He never ever called for it. When he calls you by name, you got tongues.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sister Lisa.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless
you, Lord. Sister Taylor, when he told you, you're going to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything ain't by death.
Right.
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Sister Nina, he don't call us all to die because of our illness.
Right.
He don't call us to die in our sin. He said, I am the resurrection and I'm the life.
Yeah.
I resurrect what was dead and I make it alive. Yeah. He said, I take what was old and broken and what was torn apart and I fix it again. He said, if you had old wine, I'd give you a new wine and new wine. He said, I don't put old garments on the new garment.
That's right.
He said, I just make it all new. I just fix it all. He said, you needed him to fix something, didn't you? He said, I can fix it.
Yeah.
I can fix it. Yeah. He says, Karen, don't you need him to fix something?
Yeah.
I can fix it. Just Karen, do you need him to fix something? He can fix it.
Yeah.
So whatever have you got laid
like,
to fix it.
Oh,
Jesus. Lord, I'm my stone. It's a looking face. Jesus, come and
move. Praise the Lord.
And look inside.
Hallelujah.
And I'll come out.
Oh,
yeah. Loose. And let him go. When you bust out that grave, somebody's going to know it. But today, look. I told you that. She said, I looked around and I knew they were bound, but the Lord loosed them. I knew they needed healing, but we didn't see how they were going to get it. But the Lord loosed them. If the devil's got it bound, God can loose them. Where's the stone? The Lord moved it away. The Lord can make a way. Sister Lisa, he can open up and he said, I love the door that no man can shut. The door that no man can open. He's going to open the door on your healing and shut it. And open it. Wow. He said, I can open it. There ain't nothing the devil's put on you or in your life that God can't fix. There ain't nothing you've done you ever seen that God can't do. There ain't a problem in your set to be. And there ain't there God's hand in whose mind. Can't fix it.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
So what's find you in that too? Stand at the door.
Right.
Put your hand on that box.
Right.
Any minute now, I know it's going to move.
Right.
Any minute now. You ever heard, if the Lord ain't opening the door, you praise him in the hallway. That's what you're going into. Too. Until he moves it, you got, he said it's on Joshua. He said, be courageous. He said, when you're facing the enemy and you're fighting about, be courageous. It doesn't matter how hard it looks, how bad it is, how cold, how hard, how wet, how dry. It doesn't matter. He said, be courageous. The door ain't open. Praise him in the hallway. If the stone didn't roll away, praise him in the tomb.
Right.
All the lions came out and they loosed him.
Yeah.
And he was free.
That's right.
Sister Bay, you're going to be free. You're going to be free. Yeah. You don't always have to end, Sister Lisa, like me thinking this. Every healing don't come by death. Every victory don't come by death. Every victory don't come by losing something. Sometimes it's just, Lord, I've got enough faith to trust you. When I don't see no light, it's just dark. It's dark in the tunnel, and there's no light in the end. But I know there's going to be one. Believing is having faith without seeing. Sometimes, Sister Lisa, you don't see. Sometimes, Sister Dana, you don't see. Lord, I'm in the dark. How can I ever get out when I'm in the dark? And then when you use some time, Lord, so much has happened, so much has been done, and nothing's working. How can we fix it? Raise it white star. Because joy cometh in the morning. He said, you have to make it. You have to make it all night long. You have to make it through all the 3 days, all the 4 days. You have to make it all the way. But joy came in the morning. Look what happened when they tried to secure the children of Israel in the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army on their back, the Red Sea in front of them. The devil tried to secure them. I've got them trapped on this side. I've got them trapped on that side. I've got them trapped on this side. I've got them trapped on that side. They can't go nowhere. They're lying down. But what the Lord did, he parted the water. What they do with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. He said, I put them in a cage, and they can't get out. I make sure of the cage. Make sure that it can't get out. But the Lord made them fireproof. You know what it takes, Sister Lisa, to get you out of it. I have to make it through it. Nothing is impossible. When they threw lions down in the lion's den, they said, Lord, the lions are trapped. They'll eat him up. So he won't be able to get out. He's in a deep, dark cave with a bunch of hungry lions. What the Lord do? He said, you lay down. My servant's going to sleep on you. If the devil makes sure you won't win, God will make sure you live.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
How much of my hair is down? It's all right. It's all right. I didn't come to look pretty. I wore this dress because I didn't have nothing else till it was Easter. And then I don't like it. And it's ain't no matter. I didn't come to look pretty. I came to tell you about Jesus. I don't see you, Brother Tommy. I see you so. And I feel like you need some. I don't come here just seeing Sister Martha. I see her so. And I feel like she needs some. I feel like you got a heart problem. I feel like to me, I feel like you need something. And I'm telling you, you need a taste. But God's gonna bring you out. I said, I'm telling you right now, you're in a cave. But God's gonna bring you out. He said he had to make it all the way through the night. But joy. All you waiting on is morning. If you just make it the morning, Sister Dana, you'll be made it. Now I appreciate it, Lord. I'm not long winded. How long was that? I ain't long-winded typically, usually 10 or 15 minutes. I know we done like Sunday morning we used to, but hey, we got such a Tiffany feeling a little bit better. I know some of this y'all, a song can go a long way. You know, so as long as we obey God, I don't know how much we sing or how little we preach. This God will, it's in His will. Now I feel like we need to gather around the altar, let's pray just like we feel. Whatever you need to pray for, let's come pray for it. Let's pray that we have strength and make it through the night until the morning. I appreciate the Lord and I appreciate y'all.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. Lord, we appreciate you this morning, God. Appreciate the many blessings. Lord, we appreciate you this morning. Coming by, being with us in service this morning, God. Hearing the word of God. Feeling the spirit of the Lord, God, seeing the tears on the altar, God.